How you can finally stop worrying about what other people think. Hey, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. And this week is becoming Mindset in Real Time Week. Yesterday, I shared with you a rather personal episode where I walked you through kind of the steps of the process that I went through over the weekend, getting ready to move my husband and I cross country. We're in Boston, heading to California, and I started packing the boxes, and the stories and analogies came to mind. And by the time I hit publish on that podcast, I felt like I had delivered what I like to call really good pod. I hope you think so too. About 10 minutes after, one of my colleagues said, "Hey, I've been listening to your episode. Do you know that you repeated one of the segments?" Well, no, I didn't know I repeated one of the segments. I knew that I had an audio glitch where it wasn't successfully loading and I had to try a couple of times, but I didn't know that two of the times I successfully loaded it got added in a row so that you heard the same 5-minute segment back to back. And immediately, I was just crushed because this episode was personal to me and meant a lot. I was looking forward to sharing it and telling people about it. I thought like I might, you know, use it for something in terms of, I don't know, maybe another blog post or a book, or I didn't know where it was going to go, but I had that feeling of being onto something. And as soon as it wasn't perfect, I started to go like, oh, people are going to think this about me, or there I go being the newbie, or there we go, the Anchor FM app again, like limiting my ability to deliver the podcast that I really want. And then I heard my father's voice in my head that, you know, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Take the time to get it done the first time. And I thought like, well, maybe I have to do it over. And then when I thought about that, the next thing was, but if I do it over, all of my subscribers will get that second episode all over again. And that's really annoying because I myself am a podcast junkie. And when glitches like that happen and I get the same episode downloaded 2 or 3 times, I know I get annoyed. And I stopped and realized how quickly I went from being really proud and excited about something to worrying about what other people would think. And I think we all do that sometimes, right? We get caught up in the fray of other people's opinions, other people's point of view, and we start to tell ourselves stories about what that might mean about ourselves. And then it changes how we move through the world, and it seems to change the path and pattern for everything that happens next. Where I usually see it with my clients is they stop taking action. They simply don't move. They get so worried about how people will respond to them or what people will say or how they'll be received at a live event or something. So they just keep their mouth shut and they play it safe, or they hide in a corner and hope that nobody notices them. I didn't want to hide in a corner. I didn't want to annoy people. I did want to get it right. And I was still a little bit worried about what people thought. But I took control of the situation by turning it into a mindset lesson for today. And this is what we're going to walk through today. So join me as we figure it out together, shall we? Even though I titled the episode, "How to Stop Worrying About What People Think," I often think that's the wrong question. I think it's a lot more about how do you accept that people are going to have opinions, or how do you live with the opinions of other people? How do you stop letting others' opinions stop you? Those are some of the questions that come to mind, because we worry about what people think and we forget that we're just like those people. We have opinions about all kinds of things. We see someone dressed a certain way on the street and we go, oof. We watch a kid who doesn't seem appropriately dressed for the weather and we look at the mother. We watch how people drive. We watch how people order their food. We watch how people eat their food. To pretend that we are not one of the people simply because we're now talking about ourselves and what we're doing is ridiculous. We need to recognize that everybody has an opinion, They're entitled to it. It's going to happen. We're going to be judged. We're going to get haters. That's not a reason not to take action. That's not a reason to sort of hold firm in an opinion or hold firm in a decision. But what we need to do is care more about what we want than we care about what other people think. It really sometimes isn't possible to not care about what people think. You can try to not be bothered, but you can decide to follow your dream and still be hurt that people think you're being ridiculous. There's a way to hold both. But how do you do that? Is you got to get mindful about it and intentional about it. And I always roll my eyes when people say things like that because it sounds so woo-woo and earthy crunchy. But I want you to hear me out on this, that when we catch ourselves in that mind trap of, oh gosh, I might upset somebody, or I might make somebody uncomfortable, or what will people think of me? Or in my case with the podcast, I was like, well, maybe people will stop listening if I don't sound like I have my stuff together. Whatever story we have, once we catch ourselves in that trap and we recognize we're in it, we have to walk ourselves out of it. And the easiest way to do that is to ask ourselves, what is it that we most want from this? What is our desired outcome? And then we ask ourselves, what is the decision that's going to get me there? And at the end of the day, I chose to load my podcast using an app, even though it limits me in how I talk to all of you, because it was easy. So I had to make the choice to let it be easy, to not go and delete yesterday's episode, retool all the segments, re-add them to the show, make a new version of it, just so that I didn't have this mistake midway through yesterday's episode. It just wasn't logical. It might not have been the most professional decision, and I'm sure there's a lot of podcast hosts who are like raising their arms and railing at me and saying, no, you fix it, you edit it, that's why you have a producer, that's why you don't do a podcast on Anchor FM. This is the thing. I know that people are going to have those opinions because I have those opinions about people's podcasts I listen to where the audio is really poor or you can't hear the sound quality. I have the opinion and I don't think the person should stop doing the show. So we need to get over this idea that we can somehow control the opinions of others. We have to get clear on what it is we want and how we move through the world. And when we are out of alignment with that, that's when we have to start second guessing our choices and looking at things a different way and maybe going back and taking a do-over. But yesterday's episode, I felt really authentic. It felt real and honest. And if I didn't have one of those apps that like had the segments all pre-recorded, or if I had forgotten to hit play or record and had to do it all over, I don't think you would have gotten as good of an episode. So yeah, I might have lost some listeners who don't like unprofessional podcasts, but I hope the listeners who stuck with me maybe like me a little more today than they did 2 days ago after hearing the episode. That's my wish. And all we can do is get really clear on what we want to have happen. I have some more thoughts and I hope you'll stay tuned. In one of the Facebook groups that I participate in, somebody was talking about wanting to move to the online business space and start a new career or do something similar to what myself and my colleagues have been doing online. And one of the things he said is, I know I'm capable. I know I could do it. I think I could even be successful at it. But I can't imagine what my father would think if after getting me through college, he heard that I was leaving my steady job, making 6+ figures to go out at it on my own. I don't think I'll start a business until after my father passes. I wouldn't want to disappoint him. I was thinking about that over and over again. And this idea that what happens when we think we owe somebody something, that it's not just a matter of somebody's going to have an opinion or somebody's going to look down on us, but that the thing we want is not only going to bring up opinions for someone, but is potentially going to affect their investment in us or their care and concern in us or something that feels more valuable and personal than just, you know, gossip. And I think a lot of people live their lives that way. I couldn't disappoint so-and-so. I couldn't let down so-and-so. I wouldn't want to hurt so-and-so. And we stop living our lives for ourselves, and we start living them for other people. And I don't know if this gentleman will hear what I had to say, but what I said to him was, why do you want to run a business? What do you really, really love about the idea? What do you think you'd be good at? What do you imagine it for? And then I asked him what skills he learned in college that his father had invested in that got him there. And he was able to say, oh no, like I want to do a business similar to what I went to college for. It was some sort of, some form of engineering actually that I wasn't familiar with, I think. But and I said, well, if you know that you can do that and you know you, or you at least believe that you can build an online business, why not just ask your dad what he thinks? Have a transparent conversation where you say, hey, Dad, I know you really invested in college. I know you have this idea of me rising in this company, but I thought, like, you know, there might be a different path, you know, out there for me. Can I run it by you? Or I had this idea. What do you think? Sometimes we don't even have the what do you think conversations because we're already imagining they're going to say they hate the idea, and then we're going to be in this position of having to choose to do it anyway because they had an opinion and we took the time to ask them, and you see how that train goes on and it becomes a runaway one. But I encouraged him to just simply have the conversation. And if you've got something going on in your life right now where you're not taking action, you're not showing up, you're not putting yourself out there, you're not having the hard conversation, or you're not engaging in a public debate, however you're censoring yourself, however you're holding yourself back out of fear of what other people will think, what happens if you simply start a conversation about that? I think sometimes too, people forget to ask themselves, what'll happen after somebody says their bad opinion, after you get judgment, or you hear the whispers, or you hear what people have to say about you? Is life over? Like, are you going to be knocked down by it? Is it going to crush you? Or is it just going to kind of hurt your feelings and you're going to be able to move on? And if your feelings are just going to get hurt, are you willing to let that happen to go after what you want? I think sometimes it's another example. And those of you who have been following the podcast have heard me say, like, people stop at the questions all the time. Like, what if people don't like it? What if people don't like me? Well, if we answer the question, maybe the answer is going to be some people won't like me, but maybe I'll be able to find the people who love me. But I can't figure that out, and I can't find my tribe until I show up and put myself in the spotlight or in the arena or some other place that personal development likes to put us when they're making a point. But it's the idea of recognizing that there's an after. I think sometimes we avoid the feeling, that initial sucker punch that, oh, that's going to really hurt, or that's going to sting, that's going to rub a little bit. Okay, can you handle a little bit of rubbing? Is it going to be the end of the world? What's going to be different if people don't like the idea? What is going to be different if nobody likes the idea? Can you live to tell the tale? If you have an opinion and people disagree and they don't like what you have to say, does that change your willingness or desire to show up? I'm not convinced that it does, but it starts with a choice. that you have decided that you want something, that there's an opinion of yours that's of value, a goal of yours that you care about, a value of yours you want to enforce. You can fill in the blank with whatever spot you are in your own personal development, but I think you know where I'm getting at here and what I'm talking about. But you have to decide that you want that more than you're afraid of the nonsense of gossip, of opinion, of rejection, or of challenges. So often we're so afraid that people are going to ask us a question that we don't know the answer to, rather than saying, like, I have to give that some thought. I hadn't thought about it. Let me get back to you. But if you can come up with a way to respond to the questions, you're going to feel more confident showing up, staying the course, and sticking to the plan. But the other thing you have to pay attention to here is how much you really want it. Do you want it enough to fight for it? Is staying still really what you want to be doing? Because here's the thing, a lot of people refuse to move because they're too afraid of what other people think. But they never get to the other side of that. They don't get to the life they want. They don't get to the goal they had, the dream they wanted. You get the point. They never get there. And are they benefiting those other people? Have they improved those lives? Have they created change? No, those other people have stopped thinking about them like 30 seconds ago. Like, it just doesn't matter. But when you catch yourself not moving because you're afraid of what other people will think, you gotta walk through this conversation with yourself. You have to challenge your thoughts and you have to ask yourself if you're gonna be willing to get back up on the other side. I really do think it comes down to feeling prepared, knowing what we want, why we want it, and having a response ready when we get questioned or disagreed with. I think that's where our empowerment really lies. I think that's how we move from standing stuck and frozen in fear of what people will think and taking action and making a decision. You know, my not changing yesterday's episode was still a choice because I actively engaged in the process, even though I didn't essentially do anything, right? Like, I didn't change my behavior. I didn't change the podcast. I changed the way I was thinking about it. And this whole conversation I'm having with you today reminds me of a personal journey that I was on when I decided to stay with my husband. Those of you who are jumping into the middle of the story might not know that my husband, when we had been dating for 2 years, he suffered a spinal cord injury and now uses a wheelchair. And when that had happened, everybody quickly reassured me, like they were kind of tripping over themselves to reassure me that I didn't have to stay, that I didn't have to be the martyr, that I didn't have to stay with the guy who got in the wheelchair. I hadn't been committed to him. I hadn't made him any promises. I quote unquote didn't owe him anything. And I know a lot of people had opinions. And we're talking about a major decision in my life. I know my friends were watching and looking at me. I know I had more than one hard conversation with my father about it. I know that his family was eternally grateful that I was there and showing up. And I promise you, they were not in the chorus of people telling me I didn't have to stay. But it was that idea that everybody was like, oh, she shouldn't stay. She's signing up for more than she can take on, et cetera, et cetera. And I think about that in terms of other relationships that we all witness or are privy to or gossip about. And here's where I land with it all, is we all have piles of garbage in our relationships that we put up with that nobody else would. Beginning, middle, and end. I chose a life that a lot of people wouldn't. A lot of people choose business ideas that a lot of people wouldn't. We all make choices that other people wouldn't. As soon as we just get over it and on with it and on to the other side, we can start living the lives we love, run the businesses we want, and those people will be in our rear view mirror. But as long as we stay stuck and frozen and standing still, they've got center stage and we're in the cheap seats. I think you have to think about where you want to be the next time you start worrying about what someone else thinks. Have an answer prepared. Know who you are, how you want to move through the world, what's important to you. Be prepared to communicate transparently and inform people who care about you about your values. Accept that everyone is going to have an opinion. There is no way to assure other people that, like, we can make everybody happy, and we all get to choose our pile. So choose yours wisely, with intent and mindfulness, and then just move on. Hope you enjoyed today's chat. If you want to keep talking, certainly find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I've been booking in a couple of episodes with people where I'm going to do live one-on-one coaching with them, so you can look forward to that probably next week. But if you'd like your chance at some free coaching with me and would like to get on the line, do reach out to me at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you like the show and think it's worth a listen, please do take a moment to head over to iTunes or your podcast app if you're an Android user and leave a review. It really does help to let people know about the show, and certainly consider subscribing because you never know what mindset lesson I might be teaching or learning next. Thanks so much and have a great day.